So let us now turn to all the ways in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained so close to the companions, and why his companions always felt as though they were the closest to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam than anyone else. And there is a narration that speaks to the power of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's speech and the way he was able to win over people's hearts simply by the way he spoke to an individual. And there is a Sahabi, Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, and he begins this narration by stating that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would often give his blessed time and space to even the worst of people, and he would speak directly to them in order to bring their hearts together, or in order to win their hearts over. And then he says, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do the same with me as well. فَكَانَ يُقْبِلُ بِوَجْهِهِ وَحَدِيثِهِ عَلَيَّ حَتَّى ذَنَنْتُ أَنِّي خَيْرُ الْقَوْمِ. He says the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak to all these other people directly and win over their hearts. And then he says, and I had an opportunity to witness and experience the same thing. And he says the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would turn his blessed face towards me, and then he would start speaking to me in such a manner, حَتَّى ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي خَيْرُ الْقَوْمِ, in such a manner that I began to feel and think that I was the best of people. So Amr ibn al-As in that moment felt so loved by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just by the way the Prophet would look at him and speak to him, just by the mannerisms of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he says, I began to think in that moment I was probably the best amongst the Muslims. So much so that he thought he would test his luck. And he knew at that time that there were three or four companions, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, and of course Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajhul kareem as well. And he thought, there are these three, four companions that I know are the closest and most dearest to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But because in this moment he felt so loved by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he thought, maybe, just maybe, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves me more than them as well. So he tries his luck, and he musters up the courage to ask the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah, ana khayrun aw Abu Bakr? He says, am I better, or is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu better? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Abu Bakr. And then he says, I asked, okay, am I better, or is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu better? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Umar. And then he says, فَصَدَقَنِي فَلَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي لَمْ أَكُنْ سَأَلْتُهُ. He says, after I asked these three questions to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet just kept telling me the truth, I wish I had never asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the first place. So this was the feeling and the saying of just one Sahabi, of one companion. And if he felt like this, every single companion probably felt like this as well. And that was the power of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mannerisms, the beauty of his adab and his khuluq and his noble conduct. Which is again why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so beautifully, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. That it is truly from the mercy of Allah that you, O beloved messenger, are lenient and soft and kind with your people. And had you been the opposite, had you been hard-hearted, they would have dispersed from around you. Instead, the people were like magnets and they rushed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what was it about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's adab? How did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speak to his companions? What were the gatherings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam like? What was it about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that made a man feel as though he was the most beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Well, firstly, what we find from the descriptions of the Sahaba when they describe the blessed character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that it seems as though the Prophet always did everything he possibly could to make the people around him feel comfortable, uplifted, happy and welcomed. And the Prophet ﷺ was able to do this through a number of ways. And one of the ways the Prophet ﷺ made his companions feel loved and happy and cheerful was by using humor. So for example, the Sahaba narrate that the Holy Prophet ﷺ would have nicknames for his companions, which he would call them out of love. For example, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he narrates that once the Prophet ﷺ called out to him saying, "Ya dhal udhunayn, O two-eared one." And Imam al-Bajuri states that the Prophet ﷺ was actually praising Anas bin Malik because he was known to be a very good listener. He was known to be a companion that understood the words of the Prophet ﷺ very deeply and very thoroughly. So the Prophet ﷺ never used humor to ever mock someone or make fun of someone's physical appearance or something about someone's personality or character. Instead, the Prophet ﷺ always used humor to put a smile on someone's face or to cheer them up or to make them feel extra loved and happy. In another narration by Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he states that the Holy Prophet ﷺ would act very lightheartedly with us. He interacted with us through humor. And he states that once his younger brother, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu's younger brother, Abu Umair, was a young boy and he used to have a pet bird, which in Arabic is called Naghr. Naghr is the word used for a bird with a long beak or a sparrow. And he used to play with this bird, and one day this bird died and Abu Umair was quite upset. He was a boy at that time. And so knowing this, the Prophet ﷺ once called out to Abu Umair saying, "Ya Abu Umair, ma fa'ala Nughayr?" He stated, "Ya Abu Umair, what did the Nughayr do?" And Nughayr is actually the shorter or smaller word in Arabic used for Naghr. And in the Arabic language, you can take a word or a name and you can shorten it or you can change it to make it sound more loving and endearing. For example, the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to call Anas bin Malik Unais instead of Anas when he was a young boy, just out of love and happiness for Anas bin Malik. So the Prophet ﷺ intentionally rhymed his words, saying, "Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'ala Nughayr, O Umair, what did the Nughayr do?" just to bring a smile to this boy's face who had just lost his bird. So that was the kind of light-hearted but also endearing nature of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would use his blessed speech and his gentleness to bring ease and happiness and relief to even a boy who had just lost his bird. But it was important for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He cared for every individual he met, whether they were young or old, and it didn't matter how trivial or how small their problem was, he would always find different ways to make them happy and feel loved and relieved. In another light-hearted and endearing story is that of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Bedouin Zahir ibn Haram radiallahu anhu. And the story is narrated by Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, who states that Zahir was a Bedouin from the Ashjari tribe in the desert. And he used to bring gifts to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would often give him supplies from the city in return. And once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even made a beautiful declaration for Zahir radiallahu anhu, stating that Zahir is our companion of the desert and we are his companion of the city. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Zahir dearly. And so one day the Prophet visited him at the marketplace where Zahir radiallahu anhu was selling some things. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam all of a sudden came up behind him and embraced him. And Zahir didn't know who it was, so he cried out, "Who are you? Let me go." And when he looked back and saw that it was the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of happiness and joy, as it is in the words of the hadith, he tried to rub his back on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed chest, trying to seek blessings from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And soon after, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to jokingly call out, but also in an endearingly manner, من يشتري هذا العبد? Who will purchase this slave? And Zahir radiallahu anhu turns to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a bittersweet manner and he says, Ya Rasulullah, إِذَنْ وَاللَّهِ تَجِدُنِي كَاسِدًا. He said, Ya Rasulullah, you will find that I am valueless. Who will want to buy me even if I was on sale? To which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied with strong words of endearment and love, لَكِنْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَنْتَ غَالٍ. In the sight of Allah, you are expensive. You are not valueless. You are priceless. You are unsellable. And it is known that Zahir radiallahu anhu was basically a Bedouin from this tribe in the desert who were known to be very simple and they had a very humble lifestyle, as was Zahir radiallahu anhu. He didn't have a very high rank or high status in society at all. And he would just simply come visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the city. He was also known for not having the best appearance. And this is actually mentioned word for word in the same hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam embraces the companion. And so this was obviously something he was conscious of as well. So the actions and lightheartedness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is quite significant here. And it is very telling of how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to use his lightheartedness and his love to empower people as well. People who are not so high up in their social circles. And we can see this from the exchange of words between the companion and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says that he feels he's worthless in the society he is in, that he hasn't any value. To which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam very lovingly speaks to him and says that in fact he is priceless. His status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is higher than he could possibly imagine. So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is actually reiterating the idea that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your forms or your bodies, rather he looks at your deeds and your heart. So to elevate Zahir radiallahu anhu's status, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam embraces him from behind and in front of everyone as well in the marketplace. So that is also to show other people that Zahir was truly a man the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved and was able to joke with. But it was also a strong message to Zahir radiallahu anhu that he was loved so dearly, that he is truly a priceless man in the sight of Allah Almighty. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his nature, he was light-hearted, he used humor, but he never acted without purpose. Even his humor was a form of ibadah. He would use his humor and his light-hearted nature to solve people's problems, to cheer them up, to elevate people's self-confidence and remove grief and sadness from their hearts. The problem today with us is that jokes and humor is actually used as a power tool. It can often be used to gain a bit of attention in a gathering. And often people joke and they tend to target others, especially those who are not so confident or those who are a bit insecure, and often their insecurities are made a target and made fun of, which people find amusing, unfortunately. However, this is something the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has categorically forbidden us, as it is stated in a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Woe to him who lies in his talk to make the people laugh. Woe to him, woe to him." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us even how to joke, about the ethics of joking and being conscious of not making others a target, not making others a victim just to gain praise and popularity. Rather, humor and lightheartedness should be practiced only to increase the love and respect and dignity of the people around us.